Hi-ya! Ka-chow! Oh, wow! Yee!
Oh, hey, don't mind me. I'm just over here at Bulldog Kia slashing prices so you get the most out of your tax return, like a brand new 2021 Kia K5 LX that was $25,055 MSRP. But I knocked it down to only $22,900 with KMF bonus cash of $1,000 and a dealer discount of $1,155. That's a savings of $2,155.
Hi-ya!
Save more of your tax money when you buy a new Kia from Bulldog Kia. All month long, I'll be cutting prices so you get a great deal on a new Kia. Come visit us in person on Atlanta Highway in Athens, next to Sam's Club, or online at BulldogKia.com. Dealer retains all incentives and rebates. KMF bonus cash for those who qualify. Example stock number K21320. Must take delivery by March 1st, 2021. Taxes, tax, title, and fees not included. See dealer for details. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia. Hi-ya!
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, February the 18th of 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trade and Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, cappuccino dark roast, in whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a Crusader with a fresh brewed cup of cappuccino dark roast coffee, available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour: the passing of a broadcasting legend, LA schools and what they spend their money on, and the Pope's upcoming trip to Iraq. Conservative icon Rush Limbaugh, who single-handedly created the era of national political talk radio and had the most listened to program in U.S. history, died yesterday of lung cancer a year after announcing his diagnosis with the disease. He was 70. Limbaugh's wife, Catherine, made the announcement on his radio show yesterday. A cultural force with a cumulative weekly radio audience of more than 20 million at its peak, an author of 7 books, 2 of which were New York Times bestsellers, and the host of a nationally syndicated television program, Limbaugh was hailed by Republicans and conservatives and derided by Democrats and liberals. In 1994, his daily broadcasts, trumpeting conservative politics and policies, were credited with helping Republicans gain control of both houses of Congress for the first time in 40 years, as part of Newt Gingrich's, quote, Republican Revolution. The party gained 54 seats in the House, the biggest change in nearly half a century, and Limbaugh was bestowed with an honorary membership by the incoming freshman congressional GOP caucus. He was presented with the Presidential Medal of Freedom at the 2020 State of the Union Address by President Donald Trump, in which he thanked Limbaugh for, quote, his decades of tireless devotion to our country. In other news, the Los Angeles Unified School District Board of Education on Tuesday approved a plan to cut one-third of its police budget and divert the money to a program that focuses on black students' achievement. The board voted to cut 133 school police positions from the LA School Police Department, including 70 sworn officers, 62 non-sworn officers, and 1 support staff member. The staff reductions reduced the annual budget of the district's police force from $77.5 million to $52.5 million. Police officers stationed at all secondary schools will be replaced by new, quote, climate coaches, who are trained to, according to the plan, implement, quote, positive school culture and climate, use, quote, de-escalation strategies to resolve conflict, understand and address, quote, implicit bias, and eliminate, quote, racial disproportionately in school discipline practices. Finally, Pope Francis's upcoming trip to Iraq that will occur on March the 5th to the 8th comes at a time when the country faces severe political, socioeconomic, and security challenges. The European Union's ambassador to Iraq has called Iraq's current overlapping crises, quote, the perfect storm. Ambassador Martin Huth said Tuesday that Iraq is currently, quote, facing multiple severe challenges compounded by both the COVID situation and an unstable regional environment. On the first day of Pope Francis's upcoming trip to Iraq, he is scheduled to deliver a speech to government authorities and civil society leaders in the presidential palace in Baghdad. Our quote of the day is from St. John Baptist de La Salle. Pride makes us forgetful of our eternal interests. It causes us to neglect totally the care of our soul. Coming up, our saint of the day. He was a relative of our Lord, possibly even a first cousin. You are listening to Crusade Channel News.
Smell that? Just say the name, steak. And mouths begin to water while chops are being licked. Good. Now, no one loves steak more than me, folks. And after stumbling upon a steak cooking secret, I spent the last year perfecting my signature King Dude's Acadiana steak rub and cooking system. My unique blend of peppers, herbs, spices, with just the right amount of salt, makes the perfect steak rub. You'll get tender, juicy, never overcooked, and seasoned to perfection steaks. The King Dude's Acadiana Steak Rub takes all the guesswork out of steak seasoning and cooking times. Try a bag of my Acadiana Steak Rub today, and I guarantee you the best steak dinner you ever had. Right now, you can buy my rub separately or as part of my Cooking with the King Dude Gourmet Seasoning and Cooking Gift Set. It includes a bag of my Pork Beast and Butt Rub, a gourmet kitchen cutting board from McClure Tables, and three of my El Rey Dude Corona cigars. To order the gift set or any of my rubs a la carte, go to MikeChurch.com/rubs or call us at 844-527-8723. The best steak dinner you ever had awaits.
Our saint is Saint Simon. He was a relative of Jesus, possibly a first cousin. He is in the Gospel of Matthew and is one of the brethren of Christ mentioned in Acts, who was present at the birth of the church on the first Pentecost. Reported to have been at the martyrdom of St. James the Lesser, he was chosen to succeed James as Bishop of Jerusalem. In the year 66, before the city fell to the Romans, the Christians received a divine warning and evacuated to nearby Pella with Simon as their leader. In the aftermath of the destruction of Jerusalem, Simon led the Christians back to the city where they flourished, performed miracles, and converted many. Simon was eventually arrested, tortured, and martyred for his twin crimes of being Jewish and Christian. His death was that of crucifixion. Send me your news tips to ron@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news, finding truth.